it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Toronto Blue Jays back in the World Series for the first time in 32 years, and tickets, what's the price range for tickets for World Series games in Toronto?
Oh, God. I mean, anywhere from $1,000, $15 and up. I mean, it seems like, let's see what the range is. It could go up to like $12,000.
How much anticipated demand have you had from Blue Jays fans from this side of the border here in Buffalo?
Well, there's a lot of fans that want to go check out the games in Toronto, for sure. I mean, it's the World Series. It's the Bison's affiliate. And fans are excited, and they want to see baseball in October. And it's a short trip to go to a World Series.
Now, ticket prices for major events like the World Series and the Super Bowl, how likely are they going to stay sky high like this?
I anticipate they'll come down a little bit, but I don't think they'll come down as much as everyone thinks. There's not a lot of seats in the market right now for the games. I mean, there's probably 1,500 seats for Friday and probably 1,600 for Saturday, and that's not a lot of seats for a World Series game.
How much more challenging is it for the average fan to get a ticket to see a World Series game, or perhaps a Bills Super Bowl ticket?
I think you'd be better off. I think it'll be easier if it's the World Series game. The Bills at the Super Bowl will be just an incredible. The way the NFL handles tickets for the Super Bowl these days, it's just a very, very difficult ticket to get. And a lot of the seats come out a lot later in the week, just a few days before the game. So that makes buying tickets for the average fan nearly impossible. But there are seats available for sure.
And speaking of Super Bowl for this year, what's been the going rate for Super Bowl tickets on average?
And it starts at like $4,500 and up for Super Bowl. And that pretty much is going to usually stays that way. As we get closer, it dips a little bit. But, you know, the only thing you can do is wait and see what prices do. I've seen Super Bowls ticket prices go sky high leading a few days before the game. And I've seen them go down to a more reasonable $2,500 or so.
All right, and for fans who want to go to the World Series games in Toronto, the first two games, what advice do you have?
I would wait and see what the market is doing. I think there's going to be a little bit more tickets that come into the market with these high prices. Fans are more apt to sell. You know, you're indoors at the Sky Dome. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. Weather is not going to be an issue. It's a short drive, and you know, Toronto's a big city, and fans are excited, and it's a good matchup between you know, the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. And I think it's going to be great for baseball and great for fans, and especially great for fans from Buffalo who can travel an hour and a half to Toronto and see a World Series game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.